September 11, 2007, and this is the Wikibon Storage Pew Insight Research Meeting Summary. Today, the title is Clustered Storage Mashup. We were assisted by Robin Harris, Bruce Norcane, Fred Moore, Josh Krishner, Nick Allen, David Floyer, Jill Barkan, and James Rogers. Thanks to everyone who participated, and I know there were a lot of other people on the call as well. And here are the findings. Cluster storage technologies have been available for multiple decades, going back as far to the 1980s when clustering first became regarded as a technology for scaling certain types of workloads. More recently, the moves by two web giants, Google and Amazon, to deploy their own versions of a clustered storage infrastructure to support their specialized storage requirements has shined a bright light anew on cluster storage technologies. The light is only going to get brighter by mid-year 2008 as EMC is expected to make an introduction in this emerging market with a combination of products referred to as Hulk open parenthesis hardware, close parenthesis, and Maui open parenthesis software, close parenthesis. The fundamental feature of clustered storage is its emphasis on being able to support huge storage spaces for unstructured storage and optimizing the cost of supporting those storage spaces, utilizing lower cost components than that normally associated with large controller-based storage arrays. Looking at the price differentials of current products shows that storage on large controller-orientated arrays can typically cost as much as $20 per gigabyte, whereas some clustered storage implementations can be found for as cheap as $1 per gigabyte. This price differential, based on an engineering plan optimized to support very, very large storage spaces of unstructured data, makes cluster storage a highly valuable technology set for supporting the explosion of unstructured data being created by users and organizations of all size. As regulations regarding the requirements to store and keep electronic copies of data evolve over the next few years, the need to support the web-scale, quote, storage spaces will only grow in many organizations. A key question will be not, will clustered storage systems represent a viable technology set, but rather, how will users gain access to the differentiated price points associated with clustered storage systems? Some users, no doubt, will encounter the need for web-scale computing faster than others, driven by particular business characteristics that feature greater growth in unstructured data. These users are likely to deploy cluster storage systems alongside other more traditional storage technologies, including very large arrays behind powerful centralized controllers. Other users may not encounter, at least not as quickly, the same pressure to support enormous storage spaces and may turn to alternative means to source the pricing benefits of cluster storage, perhaps through exploitation of storage-related services from storage hosting companies. A key challenge that users will face as they put forward plans to appropriately deploy their storage investments will be to identify the right degree of scale in their various storage and application needs to ensure that they are getting the right storage technology for the right price. This is where EMC's expected upcoming announcement becomes very interesting. EMC is likely to present to the industry a very coherent story about a right way or an appropriate way to envision the marriage of both controller-oriented arrays for high-throughput transaction-oriented systems and clustered storage arrays for applications that need to, that will have to scale on more on a capacity dimension. take a few years until users generally have the right sets of rules, right rules of thumb for envisioning the appropriate match or mix of storage technologies. But it's becoming increasingly evident that clustered storage is poised to emerge as a very important option in the overall stream of storage innovation. Action item. Users should gain familiarity with clustered storage technologies, specifically the differentiated price points that these technologies may offer, and start to utilize classification and other strategies to discreetly organizing their applications and their applications, data, information, and storage needs, so that they can take advantage of clustered storage technologies as these technologies gain favor through multiple different sourcing options. Okay, once again, that closes the meeting. Feel free to go up to Wikibon and make any adjustments you think. If I miss something, change it. And feel free to write professional alerts. And I'm sure this is going to be a topic of discussion in future storage research appearance at our research meeting. So thank you all for participating. Have a great day.